Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. I'd like to dedicate today's program to all the jazz musicians and fans everywhere who have escaped from the Soviet zones. To Dunka Bros, the great Czech trumpet player who had to flee across the border when the communists took over his country. To Gunter Boas, the former prisoner of the Gestapo, who fled in 1945 from the Russian to the American zone in Germany. To all you victims of the anti-democratic forces that have tried to suppress jazz in the Iron Curtain countries, this program is in your honor. It is a very special program in another way, too, because it features a great band and a great singer, as they were recorded in person recently by our Jazz Club microphone. Let's hear first from Count Basie's band with the Basie Blues. Several numbers featured by Count Basie's current band were written for him by Neil Hefti. Neil used to work with Woody Herman. Right now he's got a good new band of his own, but he still does a lot of writing for Basie, and this is his own composition and arrangement, the Basie Band playing Why Not? Thank you. One of the outstanding soloists in the Basie Orchestra today, and the man who actually runs the band more or less as Basie's music director, is Marshall Royal, the alto saxophonist. He's featured on the number coming up, the Basie Band's arrangement of an old popular song, You're Not the Kind. One of the first great swing tunes originated by the Basie Band was Every Tub. Lester Young was on the original record of Every Tub, and he sat in with Count Basie's band again recently when they played this number. I think you'll agree that they still make a powerful team. We'll be right back. It's my pleasure now to introduce in person to our jazz club audiences the lady who has been selected as just about the favorite singer of every other singer in the jazz and popular music worlds, and that is really no exaggeration. Let's say hello, first of all, to her and then get her own story. Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Hello, everybody.
Ella, as I just said, you were admired by so many other singers. Perhaps it would be a good way of turning the tables to find out who your own favorite singers are before we go on to the other subject.
Well, Leonard, I have so many that I like. I sort of like everybody for different reasons, you know.
And such as?
Well, I'm quite a fan of Stafford.
Joe Stafford? Well, you know, Joe Stafford has her own program for the Voice of America.
Oh, wonderful.
Lucky coincidence you mentioned her first.
And naturally Sarah and Lady Day.
Meaning Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday, for the uninitiated.
Oh, I'm sorry. And I like Pearl Bailey for her style.
I think I'm with you on all of them so far.
Mm-hmm. And it is another one, Doris Day.
Well, this is mostly girl singers. Now, how about some of your male favorites?
Oh, well, B.
Billy Eckstein, of course.
And, that's right. And Frank Sinatra.
Well, it's
Perry Como.
This is a mutual admiration society because just about every one of them that I've interviewed has expressed their mutual admiration for you, Ella, and that's without any kidding. Now, Ella, there's a question I'd like to ask you that I know you've been asked many times before, but perhaps our Jazz Club listeners don't know the answer to it, and that is what you feel about the bop singing that you've been doing quite a lot on records the last couple of years. I know that some of your most successful records, from the point of view of popularity, have been things like Airmail Special and various others on which you do bop versions of instrumental numbers. But I have always thought of you primarily as a ballad singer, and I wonder if you feel the same way about it.
I do. I'm glad you asked me that, Leonard, because doing the bop numbers was something different for me. But
I mean, it was different at first.
Yes, it was different at first, but then I got so that everybody just classed me as a bop singer. And, naturally, truthfully, the ballads are the numbers that have really always sold for me.
And don't you think that the ballads are just as important to create the feeling of a great jazz performance? If you want to use the word jazz loosely, I mean, there's just as much of a jazz feeling in the phrasing on ballads, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
And I think that that is a very great part of your performance. So, as I said before, I feel that the greatest things you've done have been ballads, but, of course, the Lady Be Goods and so forth have made a lot of extra friends for you, too.
Oh, I'm happy about that, too.
Well, Ella, I think we'll just do a little listening now, and I'd like to thank you very much for being with us here on Jazz Club USA.
Thank you, Leonard. It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past and you've gone so far away. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, lover, come back to me. For I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, lover, come back to me. You laid some spiel, I thought it was real. You cooled on me and I'm drugged as can be. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, cool one, where can you be? For I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. Came at last, love had its day. That day is past and you've gone so far away. And while this eager heart of mine was singing, lover, oh, cool one, lover, cool one, oh, where can you be? There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still I'm often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm looking for a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He is not the kind I could not forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initials to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed?
Well, there you have two examples of the Ella Fitzgerald treatment of old favorites. But what is so great about Ella is that she can take any popular song of the day and make something attractive out of it. For example, this next number, Ella Fitzgerald lends a wonderful personal quality to it as she sings The Blacksmith Blues.
Down in old Kentucky, where horseshoes are lucky, there stands a village blacksmith under a chestnut tree. The rest of the lyrics I never remember. I never liked the song, and so I never tried to learn it. It's all about a horsey, a big fat horsey. He keeps going, going, bop down the avenue. What a horsey, what a tune called the Blacksmith Boogie Woogie Blues.
Clip, clop, 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 clip, clop
a horsey, a big fat horsey. He keeps going, going, bop down the avenue. That horsey went popping. Yes, he went clip clopping to the tune of the
I know you got Hank Jones on piano. Who else?
Roy Haynes on the drums, and Nelson Boyd on the bass.
Here's a brand new ballad, and this song is really going to have it now, because here's Ella with You Belong to Me.
See the pyramid along the Nile. Watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone when silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember, till you're home again, you belong to me. I'll be so alone without you. And maybe you'll be lonesome. You'll be lonesome too. Fly the ocean in a silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Darling, remember, till you're home again, send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you
today's Jazz Club USA session was recorded at Birdland in New York City. Now, don't forget to send your program suggestions to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week, and reminding you that the freedom to listen to music includes the freedom to listen to jazz.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.